The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Welcome aboard. We are here on the last Saturday of the month of April, and the weather has just been erratic, to say the least. We get one warm day and then three cool days, and then cold night, and then a warm day, and then a typical April here in Maryland. The temperature right now here in Easton, Maryland, where we broadcast from, is a balmy, tell you in a minute, 46 degrees. If you're headed out this morning, going turkey hunting or headed out to do a little fishing, keep that in mind and dress appropriately. Layer up, so they say. Normally something I say during the fall season, but here we are on the cusp of May, and, well, looks like we're going to have a nice warm-up over the weekend and this coming week. And I hope that that does some things to the fish where you're fishing and, you know, the water temperature goes up. I will tell you, I've been working on a couple of projects at the same time. We published three magazines here, and we're going to try and get them all out within the month. And one of them is called Big Ass Fish, which is focus on the invasives, and we've been talking a lot about blue catfish and snakeheads. Focus is going to be on blue catfish this issue, and a lot of information coming out from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. That's their focus too, because this blue catfish has become not just annoying, it has become extremely detrimental. It's become to the point of where it is an emergency in the Chesapeake Bay. Decimating crab populations. These blue catfish, the big ones, eat clams, dig them right up off the bottom. The only thing they don't really eat is oysters, but I wouldn't put it past them. They eat shad. They eat gizzard shad. They eat American shad. They eat white perch. They eat just about anything that can fit in their mouth, which is just about anything. I'm sure they eat spawning. I'm sure they eat fingerling fish that are, you know, striped bass and everything else that are attempting to spawn. So these cats are your enemy. Yep. And but the good thing is they taste good. They're fun to catch, and they get big. So, you know, that's a benefit if you want to go out and try and catch some. They bite very well. They taste good. They fight well. So it's going to be, for a couple of years, maybe a decade, it's going to be the replacement fish for the striped bass here in Maryland. I know nobody said that except me, I think, just now, that the pursuit of blue catfish is going to be grow exponentially to the point where, I don't know if they'll supplant the striped bass fishery or not, because people love striped bass, but they will be running a very close second. They will be the go-to fish for anglers who want to catch their one striped bass and want to keep fishing. What do you think about that? There are numerous charter boats that take catfish trips daily. There are numerous charter boats that say, "Okay, let's go catch your striped bass, and then we'll go fish for catfish." It's coming more and more and more and more and more. So that's how that's going to go, in my opinion. But we will wait and see. Morning, John B. I will say hi to Robin. She's not with us this morning, but she's getting better. We had some very good news this week from one of her doctors, and we are working on a solution for that. So it's very, very good that that her health has kind of made a turnaround. So we're looking forward to having her back on the air, and she is too. She's lost a lot of weight. She's feeling pretty good in some way. In other ways, she's still having some challenges. So that's where we are. Just wanted to give you that update. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So let's talk a little bit about crabs. Water's still cold for Maryland crabs. Maryland crabbers are bringing in a few. Not great numbers, not great sizes, but they are supplementing the import crabs that we get this time of year from Louisiana and Texas and other places around the nation that have crabs and have Maryland as a market. Many of our wholesalers travel to Texas, travel to Louisiana. There's actually a shipping company here in Maryland that travels back and forth to Louisiana to deliver freight to a central location in Maryland where the crab wholesalers and some retailers stop and get their crabs on a daily basis. You've got to be invited to participate in that group. And there's a group of, I can't tell you the number, I'd say 30, 40 vendors that pick up their crabs from the depot here in East Baltimore. And they are running maybe a third of the crabs from the south, maybe less than that, from Louisiana, Texas, where they pick up their crabs and bring them back to Maryland. So, and the prices are expensive. That's why you'll see, you know, number ones at anywhere from, $75 to $90 a dozen. And, you know, if you are a crab lover, you're either going to pay the price or you're going to go without. And so some people are going without. Other people are finding out that the less expensive crabs, the smaller crabs, are just as good tasting, have almost as much meat as those big large crabs, like a number two. If a number two is fat, he might be a little better than a number one that is light. So let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are things in Owings Mills this morning?
Good morning, Alan. It's cold up here.
Yeah, I know. Cold everywhere.
Good morning to you and Robin, wherever she may be.
Yeah, well, she's here in the house. That she's just, I hope she's sleeping, you know, she's getting her rest, so.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I'm on the edge of my chair looking forward to this new edition of Big Ass Fish.
Okay.
That first edition was so great. It's one of the few magazines I get that I actually read cover to cover. I read every word in it. That was a great magazine, and I'm looking forward to the new one.
Well, I hope we meet your expectations. We've done a lot of work on it. We've got a few new additions in there, a few new writers. The first one was, you know, primarily about the science and the origins and that type of thing. And, you know, we'll repeat some of that, but now we've got to figure out where to go from here. So our focus,
right,
like I said, from snakehead on the cover and, you know, talking about snakeheads and so forth, are going to be devoted to blue catfish. Snakehead will be in there, but with some interesting stuff. But the blue cats are going to be where we're at. We're talking more and more to DNR. They want to use us to get their message out, which is fine. I have no issue with that. We've got all the permissions from the same people that wrote before, and You know, so there's been some movement on the blue catfish front. Hopefully there'll be more. We'll try to keep it as interesting as possible.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I mean, you had sent me the whole stack of the different magazines, and they're all great, but that one really hit it out of the park.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
You have a good week.
Thank you, Clay.
Give Robin my best.
I will do so. I will do so. She's really looking forward to get back. She feels bad. She feels bad that she feels bad and can't join the audience on a Saturday morning. So, you know, I've got to express her love for everybody in the audience and the fact that she misses it. But she just, you know.
Well, we miss her a ton.
I will tell her that. I will tell her that.
All right,
Clay. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day. Good weekend. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, every time I'm 150, and especially eastbound, I look over there in the backyard of Backyard Billy's, and I see more and more and more stuff. I've seen more sheds in there, more out backyard sheds than I've seen in a very long time, with the greenhouses and the dog kennels and the chicken coops. And now they're displaying some of the tables and chairs out there, which is beautiful. But the real display of the tables and chairs is on Drummer when you drive up in front of the building rather than in the backyard. When you drive up in front or park at their parking lot and walk over to the main building, the display of tables and chairs is spectacular. What do I call them? Colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture. They are indestructible. They are weatherproof, easy to keep clean. You just wash them off with soap and water. You don't have to worry about stain. Now they do have the traditional, traditional picnic tables and some beautiful hardwood tables if you want to take a look at those. But you know, the other stuff that you find, the swing sets or gym sets for the kids, and the storage sheds, like I mentioned, the half storage shed, half greenhouse, little mini greenhouses where you can just set them up in your yard and, you know, grow plants all year round if you want, I guess. And here's the cool part about that, some of those larger items, they have free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So, you know, they're not far from 404. They just take them right down the road. Inside the showroom, well, that's another visit in itself. That's a real treat. All the patio furniture and the lifestyle furniture that you want to see, the barbecue grills, the hearth stuff, the fireplaces, the inserts, all inside. Why not stop by? They're open, you know, 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? BackyardBillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500 is their phone number. 410-827-4500. You know, if you happen to have something like a big green egg and you need a part or you need some seasoning or something like that, give them a call. Say, hey, look, I need some seasoning. Do you have it? And they'll set it aside for you. Drive in and get it. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, if you're coming from the bridge. That's the Evans Avenue exit. And Evans Avenue and Graysonville will give you access as well coming the other way. Your backyard is going to look just great. So I stopped by Clyde's Sports Shop yesterday. I had a long conversation with Mr. Clyde. We hadn't had a conversation like that in quite a while. We talked, but we talked about diabetes, and we talked about a lot of things that, you know, business and so forth, and the fact that Clyde's has been there for a very, very long time, since 1957. And Mr. Clyde was great. You know, he and I, we've always hit it off pretty well. So we talked about fishing tackle. You know, he said with the weather, the fishing's been off a little bit. And I said, yeah, I know. So I said, hopefully this weekend it'll get a little better. The weather will start to warm up and you know, you have more people coming in. And he was good to hear that, glad to hear that. And but, you know, there were regular customers standing there when we were talking, buying bait, live bait, minnows, frozen bait, headed out. We talked about catfish. We talked a lot about catfish. You know, so Clyde's has the rods, the reels, the line, the lures, the hooks, the terminal tackle, anything for any kind of fish. We also talked about snakeheads. He got in a new line of frogs, very colorful. And he said they're really selling. People like those frogs. So frogs that work for bass and snakeheads. Brand new line of them. He said, I got to call the guy and reorder. And I know he just reordered 2 weeks ago, or just ordered 2 weeks ago. So brand new lineup, a brand new brand of snakehead frogs and mice. So check it out, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, or you could call it Halethorpe if you want. That phone number, 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Yep. Quite a change in our country, hasn't it been, in the last few years? Yep. We have a lot of changing back, if we can get it back to do. We can't keep going down the same trail. I think a lot of people know that. I think our audience right here is well aware of that, what's going on in this country. So we need to change it back, and maybe we need Hank to come up with a brand new song about, you know, changing things back to the way they were just a few years ago. You know, I'm on the road a lot. I spend a lot of time on the road. I put probably 250 miles on yesterday from Easton, you know, up through Queen Anne's County, Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, around the Beltway, up into Harford County, finished up my day in Cecil County, back down 213 through Kent, Queen Anne's County, and back home. It's gasoline is just unbelievable. It's gone from $2 three and a half years ago to almost back to $4. It's $3.69 or whatever, and it's all because, you know, we're not producing any oil here in this country. And it is amazing how much this country has changed in the last 3 years. If you don't get out and about, you don't see it. If you do, and I do, you know, I'm all over the place. I see it in the city. I see it in the suburbs. I see it here in, shall we say, the country, for lack of a better word. It is amazing what has been going on. And the prices, you know it if you've been to the grocery store. Prices of everything is unbelievable. Well, anyway, that's my political commentary for the day. Any callers on the line? Not right now. So I got to keep talking. All right. Well, let's see. What do I have to say here? We were talking about blue catfish, a little bit about striped bass. I saw some change on the striped bass season, and those of you who fish know what it is. But I was talking. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. Just got a little text from Robin. So give me a second to answer that. And so there we go. All right, and so. I'm seeing people fishing, but I'm not seeing people fishing. I'm seeing some people out there, but I'm not seeing the crowds that we should be seeing this time of year. You get out there as much or more than I do, folks. What are you seeing? What do you think the reasons are that we're not seeing people participating in the outdoors as much as we did? Now, the turkey hunters, they're always going to be those guys that are dedicated to turkey hunting and dedicated to taking people turkey hunting and putting in the time. But, you know, just not hearing the chatter, the excitement about fishing in the spring, things like that. I mean, there are small pockets of guys that are going to different places, but are we becoming overworked and overwhelmed in this country where we can't take a break and enjoy God's creation? Is that what it is? Are we working harder to make more that pays for less? And, you know, spending more time doing that? I know I am. I know I am. And, you know, I knock on a lot of doors, and I talk to a lot of new people. And I go to outdoor shows, and I talk to people in every aspect of this, from, you know, those who till the land to those who, you know, sell guns and fishing tackle and so forth. So, you know, I don't know. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680. So, I don't know what else to say. I'm kind of at a loss for words. I'm in a conversation here that's a little bit troubling. So, sorry about that. I know Robin needs me to help her for a minute, and I'm having trouble trying to concentrate on two fronts, but that's okay. That's okay. We will keep going here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to tell you about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They do feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and all the other brands. But Spurry's likes those American-made tires, and we do too. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. I saw a machine yesterday on the highway that had 8 tractor tires on the back and 2 tractor tires on the front. It was a giant piece of machinery headed up the highway, and I thought, man, there's a great customer for Spurry's. That's what I think anymore when I see these big pieces of machinery. Man, I know Spurry's has their tires, which is pretty funny, because the next line is pretty apropos. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and all the farm equipment, too. If you own a trailer, any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, or ATV, Spurry's has the tires. ATVs, RTVs, UTVs. I saw one the other day called an LSV, a low-speed vehicle. Yeah, a low-speed vehicle. Pretty funny. Anyway, Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair, too. If you check engine light comes on, well, they'll check that, diagnose it, and repair your vehicle to take care of that little problem, whatever it is. So their 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's tire customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we will be right back.
Guns or not much, but want to learn? Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
There's a song from my youth, Will and Sonny, Keep On Moving On. How about that? 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. Had to go help Robin, give her a little hand there for something for a minute, so nothing major, just, you know, sometimes when you get a text and it sounds it sounds dire, you've got to go respond. So that's why we took a little break. Not that we didn't need a break at that moment, but we were able to get a break in and do what needed to be done. So everybody's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about Robin. Everything's good. She said, just tell everybody hi, and she'll be back soon. So glad to hear that. She's in good spirits, I can tell you. So 410-922-6680. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard much from the turkey hunters. I'm seeing that the Youth Turkey Day was really good. We have some brothers up there in Washington County, three brothers that each scored on Youth Day, which was pretty cool. Watch that family. Through the years, you know, they contacted me through the Maryland Hunting Quarterly through the years with the one young boy killed a really nice buck that made the record book, and, you know, the father is very active in taking them hunting and so forth, and making sure they have good experiences, which is fantastic. And he really works hard for to get his boys, you know, to be successful. And a lot of times they are. So it's very, very nice to see how, you know, the fathers and sons and the mentors and mentees do well with their harvest and so forth. So it's always nice. We have a lure giveaway contest from High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim Sherman. That starts next week. So Aaron, heads up, we'll have to get one of those sheets out and start taking names for the contest. And He's ready. He's ready. So we'll do that next week when you call in. And the rules will be simple, same as always. You just simply call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me, and you know, at the end of the month, we'll pick a winner and send out a tackle package to somebody. Some of you have won those tackle packages. Excuse me. Some of you have won and passed them on to some youngsters, which is very nice. Very nice of you. So we'll just keep that tradition going with Tim. And I see that the folks at CVA have given away a nice turkey package to some lucky winner. So you can always go on the if you like CVA muzzle loaders, you can always go on the website and sign up for the newsletter. I get your newsletter, you know, a couple times a month, and it's always very interesting. I get theirs, and I get Hornady's for some reason. I have no idea why I get Hornady's. I have no idea why I get Excalibur and Bowtech and some of these others, but I do. I think it's because these companies are all being bought up by these conglomerates, and once they get your email address, they send you emails from, you know, all their companies. So a lot of them I opt out of. I'm not that particularly interested in them. But some of them I do keep and read and find out some of the latest innovations and so forth. So we will see. All right. Debbie. Good morning, Debbie. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
So I talk with young guys that are like 16 or 17 because I am teaching driver's ed and I drive
right.
with them in the car for like 2 hours at a time.
Right.
And I'm surprised at how many kids do fish. Not that many, but the ones that fish love to fish.
Yes.
And I just had a boy yesterday, and I'm going to have him again today, and we were talking about the snakehead, and was he and his buddy have not caught any, and he said, people all around us are catching them. He said, we just haven't caught one, and I was asking what he uses for bait, what's good for bait, and so I thought I'd just call and ask you, what's really good for baiting them?
All right.
Why isn't he catching them? And the other thing we talked about was the teeth on them. How dangerous are those teeth if you catch one?
Oh, they're sharp, but they're not deadly. Let's put it that way. You know, they have a fairly good set of teeth on them. But if you're careful and you use a net or a gaff or something like that and don't try to handle them too much, you'll be okay.
Never thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, try, you know, not like a bass where you can put your finger in their mouth and lift them out of the water. They call that lipping. You can't lip a snakehead. So, yeah, they will hurt you. But for bait, for this time of year, all right, where are they fishing? They're fishing where there are snakeheads, correct?
Well, this is around, I know one spot is somewhere where there's a huge hole at APG area where they...
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're in snakehead country. If there are other people catching snakeheads there, they can catch them too. Here's what I think is happening. Do they use live bait or artificial lures?
I asked him different things like that. I said wouldn't frogs work or wouldn't small minnows? I hear they go after everything.
Well,
he said we tried everything. We just not got one yet.
Right. Right. Okay. So here's a couple things. They might be fishing too deep. You can't bottom fish for snakeheads. Okay? I explained last week that snakeheads they're a very aggressive predator, but they like to hide in weeds and lily pads and things like that, and they look up. Their eyes are on top of their head, so they look up towards the top of the water column for their prey. This is why during warmer weather, surface lures work so well, because they're looking up for those frogs and mice and spiders and whatever crawling across the surface. But right now, with the little cooler temperatures, they're feeding more subsurface. But they're still looking up. So if your fellows are using, like minnows, live minnows on bobbers, for example, and they're fishing them traditionally like we would fish them 3 or 4 feet below the bobber. They're actually taking the minnows out of the snakehead's target zone. So you want to shorten the leader on your bobber to make your minnow only swim about 6 inches to a foot underneath the surface, and use pretty substantial bull minnows, okay, underneath the bobber, not small minnows, big minnows. And then the other thing they can use this time of year is what they call swim baits. And swim baits are plastics, not plastic worms, but more something like what they call Cincos or finesse fish, something like that, that are, 5-6 inches long. And they can use them on a jig head, or they can use them on a spinner. Inline spinners work very well, too. MEPS-style spinners work well. They like a lot of flash. And, so they've got to remember not to fish too deep. Whatever they're fishing in, they need to fish in the top foot to, foot and a half of water. They can't let that lure sink and try to bring it along the bottom. They've got to keep it up on top. And as the water warms up, and hopefully it will this. Oh, and the other thing is they may be fishing in too deep of water. Given the water temperature, don't go out early in the morning. Wait till midday when the water temperature warms up, and then fish the shallows, because the shallows get warmer quicker. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, today
they were going to go out by 10, or they're going to probably be on the water about 10, they said.
Oh, that's okay, but, I wouldn't expect anything to bite till the temperature gets as high as it's going to get, maybe, noon or so, that then once the water temperature starts to warm up, and then tell them to fish the shallows and fish around the weeds. And that's where they're going to find the fish, and not fish extremely deep. We're not ready for surface lures yet. That's going to be another 10, 20 degrees in surface temperature, the water warm up, because the water's going to be in the mid-50s or low 50s this morning. So the fish aren't as active, but they can be enticed.
Very interesting. All right, well, I'm going to tell him all of that.
Okay.
I'm very interested in a lot of these kids around Jarrettsville, Falston.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy fishing so much.
Yep, they do. And we have a young man who appeared in, actually wrote an article for us in the last issue of Big Ass Fish, from up in Cecil County, who's caught numerous big, what they call dragons, which are 30-inch snakeheads and more, larger than 30 inches. He focuses on those by bow fishing and also rod and reel. He also catches the catfish, and he's a competitive bass fisherman. And here's the cool part about that. He loves to fish so much, he's got into a bass club. He has a tournament tomorrow, and he's taking at age 18, he has his own boat. He's taking an angler, a young angler, to mentor him tomorrow during a bass tournament rather than a regular partner. How about that? At 18.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is great. And if you knew this young man, you would like him immediately. He and his dad are just tremendous people. As a matter of fact, they just got back from a trip to Maine where they were antler hunting for moose.
Mm.
Shed hunting. The moose, like deer, shed their antlers at the end of winter when they're done breeding. And it's a big hobby to go out and look for shed antlers in the woods. And this fellow and his son go all over. I mean, I think they found 60-some sheds this year. In Maryland, of white-tailed deer, and now they took a 3-day trip to Maine and were looking for sheds, moose sheds, and they wound up finding, I think, 16 moose sheds, which was pretty cool.
What a fun thing to do with your son.
Not only that, they do arrowhead hunting. They go down to Calvert Cliffs and do shark tooth hunting in southern Maryland. They do the shed hunting. They hunt. They fish. So yeah, it's great. Oh, and they metal detect too. Great people. Great people.
Well, I tell you, some of these guys that talk about fishing with me, they're young guys going to turn into really, really good men.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, you distract them from all the other stuff that's out there and get them into the outdoors. You know, there's hope for this country. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, another thing is, I think these guys that actually are interested in fishing like this, they're not keeping their head in the computer all the time.
That's what I was just saying. They're not distracted by video games and, you know, that type of thing. Uh-huh. And they're not on their phone all the time. They're focused on what they like to do to have fun.
Right, right. Well, thank you. I wanted to talk to you about that because I'm going to have the guy I had yesterday, I'm going to have him again today. And I knew he was going out fishing today, and we were talking all about this possibility of how to catch a snakehead. So
sure.
I'd be very interested to talk with him on my drive tomorrow. I mean, today, later today.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck. I hope some of that information was good. But the two main things are fish when the water warms up, fish shallower than you think you should, and don't put your baits down as deep as you think you should.
And the other thing you said was around the weeds, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And they have eyes on top of their head. That's why we're staying shallow.
Yep. Ask them if they fish for pickerel. If they fish for pickerel, they're fishing for snakehead. Same type of techniques.
For pickerel?
Yep.
What's that pickerel mean?
Well, pickerel is what we call pike here in the tidal rivers. If it's the same type of fishing. If they like to catch pickerel, pickerel react and act almost the same way that snakeheads do.
Okay.
Because eyes on top of their head, hide in the weeds, you know, look up to find their bait and that type of thing.
Okay. Awesome.
Sound good?
Very good. Thank you, Alan.
All right, Debbie. Thank you.
All righty. Talk later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I think we need to take a little break here and tell our folks about the Backyard Billies one more time. You know, it is cold. I mean, it's chilly at night, and I'm sitting here with the fireplace, the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, just rocking and rolling here, and I'm having a good time. And look, it's not too early right now to start making your plans for fall and winter. Go take a look at what they've got. Go take a look at the fireplace inserts, the gas, the pellet, the electric fireplace inserts, the wood inserts. If you have that, you know, that hole in your wall that you call a fireplace, well, and you don't use it, well, let's fill it up with something that you do use. And if you have a nice place to put a freestanding wood stove or pellet stove, well, get ready. Get prepared. Go talk to them. Say, look, you know, oil's nuts. Oil's expensive. So what can we do to supplement our heat and cut down on our oil bill, you know, or even our electric bill? They've got the answer at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, no question at all. They've got it, the Enviro models. They've got, I guess there's probably four different brands that they sell. And Enviro and Regency are the number one and number two as far as pellet and wood stoves. But there are other brands as well. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check it out. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Backyard Billy's website is backyardbillies.com. The phone number, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America, that's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB.
Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Fishing worms, everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Find them in the garden, turn over a rock, slip them in your sandwich, put them in your sock. That's fishing worms, fishing worms. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fishing worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death. She'd make a chocolate shake, I'd drop a couple in the blender. And now she's looking at me with bated breath. From eating fishing worms, fishing worms. Everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Do your English homework, underline a word. Circle direct object and transitive verb with a fishing worm, fishing worm. Wrap them around a corkscrew, twist them around some twine, take them to the health spot so they can...
Man, I haven't heard that one in a while. That's a good one in the library there, Aaron. Nice catch on that one. Where'd you find that bad boy? In the deep zone, huh? There's probably a few more in there, too. So, all right. Well, folks, been an interesting hour here on this end of it anyway, and we got a nice email from somebody who wants to start fishing, so we'll address that in the next hour, and hopefully... You'll be back with us at 410 WCBM 680. You can give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Time for me to say to you, get out, stay safe. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, your family loves you, love them back, and love the Lord. Enjoy God's nature this weekend.